There's no place so holy that we can't sin there. The angels were in heaven when they fell, and Adam was in paradise when he committed original sin with Eve. They were the holiest, most sanctified places on earth, and yet they were able to commit some of the gravest sins in the history of the world. Where we are doesn't sanctify us. We sanctify where we are. My group from the past weekend retreat, we've just finished going through the Itinerantium Mentis Ad Deum of St. Bonaventure, the journey of the mind to God. It's a beautiful spiritual work where St. Bonaventure goes with St. Francis up Mount Alverna, where Francis received the stigmata on top of the mountain. And we have walked up the hill from the bottom, praying and coming up to this encounter with the risen Christ yet again on this Sunday. All of us are here together where Christ will come to each of us. On top of Mount Alverna, this special vision of Francis is what happened right before his death, about a year before the end of his life. He goes up Mount Alverna and receives this great vision of a seraph with six wings and looking like the crucified Jesus. Francis doesn't come away from the mountain unchanged. This is where he receives the stigmata in his hands and feet and side. And in fact, it's a very powerful experience that doesn't leave him for that whole year until his death. He continues to experience the passion of Christ. Francis doesn't just come down off the mountain. He can't go away unchanged. He comes with the wounds of Christ. And that's very important, that the peace that we receive, Francis's favorite greeting was Pax et Bonum, peace in all good things, peace and good. He comes away from the mountain with a new understanding of peace. But it's not just peace. It's a peace that comes from the cross, from that continual experience of being crucified and sharing in the passion of Jesus. Our retreatants have been talking about the peace and contemplation of God, sharing in that special spiritual joy. And I know we all want to share in that spiritual joy that we get from the experience of God, the peace that we can carry away from this Mass and every Mass into our daily life. But what we often miss is that it takes the cross to do that. My retreatants and I have also been talking about putting behind us the past and the future that does not exist any longer and that does not yet exist. What we have is the present with God. And in fact, to connect those, it's the present with the cross that gives us peace. I was a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, there was a Jesuit giving a talk, and he recounted this story. He knows this person personally. He's a Franciscan friar in the Holy Land. And he said he was one of these, the Franciscans in the Holy Land often are on missions for the poor, teaching. He had to leave Israel to Jordan and Syria a few different times, and he was crossing the border with Jordan a number of times every month. He was on one of these trips over to Jordan, and it was in one of these periods when things are often dangerous, you know, on the borders. Israeli guards and military police are out there on the borders with checkpoints. He said they're always were sort of frightened when they went out. He went out with some of the other, with some helpers, some catechists from the church. They drove out to Jordan to the parish they were helping out at, and they were on the way back, and there was a group of people hitchhiking. They picked them up. They were a group of Muslim people. They took them back and were talking to them. They were always a little concerned about groups like this that are hitchhiking. Maybe there's some sort of people that are going to cause problems for us. They get to the border of Israel, and they notice that the checkpoint, the people standing at the military checkpoint, are not wearing military uniforms. They are told to stop and get out of their car. All of the catechists and the Franciscan friar and his three or four Muslim guests to get out of the car. They ask them what they're doing. They take their papers. They look at them. They go to their office. They say, the Muslims can get back in the car. You all have to come with us. They walk them out to the checkpoint and say, oh, you need to take your papers out to that office. And they point, and there's a little tin shed out near the desert, about half a mile away. They know something's up. They start walking. As they get closer to the shed, a man and another fellow come out with hoods on, covering their face. The guard behind them has a gun. They have to go. He takes one of the catechists immediately and kills him right in front of the Franciscan and the other catechists. They take one of the catechists and put him aside because he's too young. They think they can change him or something. They take the priest, the Franciscan friar, and they pull out a bucket and say, for you, we have to have the bucket, because your blood would be a sacrilege if it were spilled on our soil. They ask him, what are you doing? Who are you? He says, I'm a priest of God, a Franciscan. And he's preparing to meet his maker. They put the knife up to his throat, have him kneel down over the bucket. And he says he never thought this was going to happen to him. But he put his life in God's hands, said a little prayer. And he said, for some reason, the guy stopped. The guy, I don't know what happened to him, but he just said, now go. Went back to his car, got in, drove back to Israel with the other four Muslim guests and his young catechist after this traumatic experience. Most of us, I think, would probably be scarred by this, and rightly so. He said he was never afraid after that. He was never afraid again. He had embraced the cross, and the cross was with him. There was nothing to fear from anybody. That was the end. And he lived every day as if he was still there kneeling in that desert. We, in one way, thankfully, don't have that opportunity. But in another, we do. No Christian gets to heaven without martyrdom. It's a strange truth that we don't hear very much, but it is in fact true. In the old days, monastic life, we have the sisters and our Franciscan brothers here, and was going to martyrdom without the blood. That was the whole point. For all of us, though, our baptism is death with Christ and is embracing the cross. And that's in fact where we find peace in this life, in that experience. In the first reading, we even heard, whoever for the sake of wisdom keeps vigil, quickly shall be free from care. What we often get caught up in is all of the daily distractions, and we don't see the now with the cross. We never really come off the mountain unchanged. We come off and bring the mountain with us in our hands, in our feet, and in our side. Or we should.